The military junta troops and extremist Pusatu militia groups are raiding the villages in Zagang region and torches them to ashes, reported by Milet Adam. There are two incidents in this news segment. Both occur in Zagang region, but in different districts. In the first incident, it happened in a village of 900 households located in Kale Township. So apparently, a column of 200 soldiers from the military junta, including the Pusati extremist militia groups, raided the village and took their time burning the village down. And when I say they took their time, they actually did. It took them 3 days exactly, from 7 October to 9 October. It is stated that hundreds of households are burned to ashes during the 3 days period, but the exact number of the household burned down to ashes were not known, since the residents are unable to go back to their home and village. It was reported that the mobile service were cut off the night before the incident, which was on 6 October night. And currently there are 3,000 residents fleeing their home from the village. And as of 11 October, it was reported that the military junta forces are still there, even though they had sent the Pusati local militias group back to their respective location with three trucks. So you can imagine there will be a lot of members in the Pusati groups. The second incident happened in Kambalu Township. A total of 10 villages were raided and torched by the military forces. And there is a little bit of the backstory to this second incident. Apparently, this started on 9th October this month at 5 in the morning on the day. The Kambalu District Battalion number 3 and number 4 and the Public Defense Forces from Kinu and the Beijin Township jointly attacked the power plant in Ngapyodain Village in Kambalu Township, where the military council troops and the extremist Pusati groups are stationed. The battle, which started at 5 a.m. in the morning, lasted for 8 hours. It was stated that the military and the extremist Pusati side suffered heavy casualties. Out of the 70 members that they have at the station, 50 of them said to have lost their lives in the clash. And the remaining of them retreat from the power station. So the resistance force got the control of the power station. During the 8 hour of the attack, the military junta forces were basically backed by the airstrike by the Mi-35 for 3 rounds at 7 a.m., at 10 a.m., and 1 p.m. at noon. Even though the resistance force were initially able to seize the power station for a while, but they eventually had to retreat when a column of 100 soldiers were being sent to the location as the reinforcement. So they only got it for a while. So on October 10th, the next day, those reinforcement troops basically raided and burned down the surrounding villages of the power station. So apparently there are 10 villages being raided and torched down to ashes, and a total of 10,000 residents in the 10 villages had to flee for fear of their safety. It is obvious that the military junta is heavily targeting the resistance forces and the civilian in Zagang region. But then it is also obvious that they are increasingly relying on the airstrikes as their backup as well. So this reminds me of another news reported by Tanwin Times News Agency, where the spokesperson of KNU, Badol Sotoni, said the morale of the regime forces on the ground is failing and their troops will not dare to fight without the support of the aircraft, which I basically think it is true, very, very true. Another thing that we should note is more than 86,000 households were being torched and burned down by the military junta forces since the coup in February 2021. I think this number was reported back in September, so sadly the numbers won't seem to be going down at any time soon since the military council is opening its offensive attacks. As the end of the monsoon season is approaching, it is only natural for them to open more offensive attacks to the resistance forces. And we are going to see more brutalities and more attacks from the military junta. And it means that there will be more airstrikes coming as well. The only way to stop them is, I believe, to take effective measures on jet fuel export to Myanmar. Individuals and organizations exporting and importing jet fuel to Myanmar should be sanctioned effectively and exposed, in my opinion. And recently, I saw an invitation for tender from the regime's Ministry of Electricity and Power, I believe. They are stating that they want to buy diesel oil so that they could refine them into jet fuel oil. That is also something we should keep in mind. And I wonder if there is any technology or any chemical compound that will prevent this from happening. If there is, that would be great. Just add that chemical compound to the diesel oil that is going to be exported and imported to Myanmar, and we don't have to worry about them gaining the jet fuel oil domestically. That's all I have to say. So the military junta just exposed themselves by issuing another letter denying their involvement in the incident that happened in Mong Lai Khet IDP camp on 9th October. Let's get right into it. So I did cover the incident at Mong Lai Khet IDP camp, which basically killed 29 people, which happened on October 9, 2023. I did cover that. And we also know that the military junta came out and said they have no involvement in the incident. And that was the KIA weaponry and explosive storage exploding because of the accident. That's what they said during the press conference. But seems like what they said during the press conference is not enough. On October 11, the military junta basically issue an announcement further denying their involvement in the incident. But I think with that statement, they were exposing themselves and digging their own graves with the content of the statement. The statement basically said, according to their informant, it was reported that KIA has possession of 105 tons of explosive, potassium nitrate and other explosive in that location. They have a storage unit. The explosion occurred due to an accident in that location. And the Chinese police are investigating the incident. Why? I mean, and the statement further added, similar incidents happened in KIA back in 2019 and 2020. And the lives of the KIA members were even lost. Okay. And they added even more, like, right? As for the military, we have announced the ceasefire agreement, which is valid until the end of 31st October 2023. But here's the good part. except for the time when there are incidents that will threaten the security and bureaucracy control of the government. Wait, it's not over yet. In addition, the military is adhering to the agreements in the NCA and organizing the 8th anniversary of the NCA and planning to invite the ethnic arm organization to the event. And the door to peace is still fully open. Okay, let's get enough with that, boys. In my opinion, the military junta is done for. Whoever prepared that announcement is fired. The announcement is basically heavily flawed. First thing first, 105 tons of potassium nitrate. I'm not sure if Mongolian Cat IDB camp has the capacity to store that much of explosive in their location. I did some calculation on this explosive, okay? So according to aquacalculation.com, one ton of potassium nitrate will be about 0.47 cubic meter, in other words, 16.77 cubic feet. And this will give the length, the width, and the height of the mast to be 2.56, okay? If there is 105 ton, the KIE will need the storage unit for 105 multiplied with 2.56. equal 268.8, so let's say 270 cubic feet of storage unit. And if we look at it from another point of view, to build a storage unit which is 270 feet high in that location is theoretically impossible. Let's say it's a remote location, right? So let's say that they are able to build a storage unit with 20 feet high. 270 divided by 20 feet equal 13.5. So they will still need a storage unit which is 270 feet in width and length, but 20 feet in height. They will need 14 of that, right? I hope my calculation is correct. If it is wrong, please let me know. So those are like 14 massive storage unit, right? What happened if those 14 buildings that is filled with 105 tons of potassium nitrate and other explosive exploded? I'm sure there will be earthquake. It's 105 tons of explosive. I am sure we all remember the ammonium nitrate explosion at Beirut, Lebanon back in 2020. It was 2,750 tons of ammonium nitrate at that port explosion. There were earthquake and like orange fumes and smoke and all that. One could basically argue that the ammonium nitrate is a higher explosion power than the potassium nitrate. That's true. But still, you will still feel 105 tons of explosion from the potassium nitrate, right? There will be earthquake and there will be traces of fire and smoke and everything. And we didn't see any of that in the photos that we see on social medias and the news outlet. So I think we could basically say what they're saying is basically not true. And another ridiculous fact is that they're saying, we have announced the nationwide ceasefire agreement until the end of 31st December 2023, and we are adhering to that. But let's just take a look at Zagain. What you guys are doing? You guys are basically raiding the villages and killing the villagers and also looting their possession, right? Where is your ceasefire agreement, and what did they do that will affect, you know, your control and all that? You basically committed 22 mass murder in the past 2.5 years. You basically had no right to say that. I mean, the agreement, the nationwide ceasefire agreement, was basically invalid the moment you fire to a 20-year-old woman named Mia Tuetue Kain on 19 February 2021 during a peaceful demonstration in Naypyidaw. And another time, you fire at Ms. Jaisin in Mandalay on 3rd March 2021. You remember that? I think the nationwide ceasefire agreement was invalid the moment you fire at the innocent civilians. You can say you are adhering to nationwide ceasefire agreement when the lives of over 4,000 people have been lost because of your actions. I'm just saying this from a point of view of a citizen. And if we look at the signatories of the NCA, KNU, KIA, KIO, CNF, and ABSDF are already saying they are no longer adhering to the NCA. And if we look at the remaining members of the NCA, they are basically the one munching and obsessed with power and the control and cannot let go of their nationalist ideals, but instead, they are misusing them for their own personal gain, just like the junta chief and his fellow. And I'll just say this, birds of the same feather flock together, right? When you guys find no use of each other, you guys gonna bite each other off. And I'm going to keep saying what I said the other day. Lucifer is waiting for you guys, for all of you guys. Not just the junta chief main outline, but the rest of his fellow and those flocking with him. He is waiting, all of them, with the hellish hot embrace in hell with open arms. I just can't wait.